This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. You're listening to FutureWise and I'm Keertana. If you have been active on Twitter or if you are a chartered accountant student, then you probably know what's going on with the Institute of Chartered Accountants of India. CA students have been protesting, saying that they need reforms in the way the exams have been corrected. And to understand what's happening better, I have Saraswati with me. Hi, Saraswati.
Hi, Keertana.
So what exactly has been going on, Saraswati?
So, you may be aware of, students are protesting all across the country with respect to the ICAI examinations, the Institute of Chartered Accountants of India, which holds the annual CA examinations in May and November. Now, what has basically happened is that they had brought out the model answers to the May examinations that was released last week.
Okay.
So a lot of students went back and checked their answer scripts and found that there were discrepancies in the way their answers were marked vis-a-vis what the model answers had said.
Okay.
Now, this information they had gotten through RTI, and hence a lot of these students basically want a change in the way ICAI corrects the examination. Basically, what they want is that when there is a re-evaluation request that is sent by students,
yeah,
ICAI should re-evaluate each answer and do it subjectively. At this point, what happens is that if, say, I send a request for re-evaluation, they will only check if all the questions that I answered were marked or not. They will not check what the answers were and whether or not it is correct or incorrect.
And if they have evaluated it correctly.
Yeah. So this request has raised in after a lot of students got in their answer sheets through RTI, and then they got in touch with each other, and they also sent in a request to ICAI, but then ICAI has clearly said that as per their law, they do not have the right to evaluate the answers subjectively, and they can only look at the marking and whether all answers were marked or not.
Okay. And there were a lot of videos on Twitter where students were showing their answer sheets, right?
Yeah, that is also there. But a lot of such videos as well as pictures have been circulating on social media. ICAI has verified a few of them and, confirmed that these are indeed the marks that were awarded. But on the other hand, a few other such viral images have also been termed as fake by ICAI.
Okay.
And they've referred to these answer sheets as being of previous years, of almost 7-8 years prior to 2019.
Okay.
And hence they've said that at this point, they will not be in a position to comment on what was answered at that point.
Okay. How do they normally go about marking the paper?
So typically what happens is that for both the intermediate as well as the final level, they have a region-wise marking system wherein there is a head examiner as well as the associate head examiner who looks into the marking. And each center would have a physical person checking all the copies and marking them as per the model answers that is usually given out. Now,
okay,
what the problem with this is that a few examiners also end up giving marks for, attempting an examination or attempting a particular question in an examination as one or half or things like that.
Okay.
Whereas some other examiner may straight away give a zero for that particular question if the end answer is wrong.
Okay.
Now, because there is a lot of biases that may creep in between one examiner and the other.
Yeah.
And the student potentially has no way to get that rechecked. So it becomes a bit of an issue.
Okay.
So the students have also called for a central evaluation system wherein there is one central process for checking all the examinations, and if there could be a more technology-led model wherein these human biases could be erased.
Okay, so that may be a possibility in the near future.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, so how can students prepare themselves when the reform comes about?
So for students, of course, this will be a much better system because especially since a lot of these objective type questions have been introduced in the examinations from May onwards, and we are talking about a digital evaluation system that ICAI may bring about. For students as well, probably there could be a lesser chance of them sending their papers for re-evaluation if there is a digital system in place.
Okay.
But then, of course, they can prepare if there are more, say, multiple choice questions that come in. Then it will be very easy for them to figure out whether the answer is correct or incorrect rather than having subjective answers where there could be no fixed right or wrong answer. And model answer also kind of, you know, acts as a broader framework. It may not be exactly the most accurate answer, but it is like a model or a broad framework which a student can prepare for.
Okay. Why do you think they brought in that suggested answer? Did they say that from now on we would be bringing out suggested answers, or has it always been there?
So the past 1 or 2 years, actually, they have brought out this system because of student requests, because a lot of students have complained to the ICAI saying that they are not aware. Because typically, if you look at, say, engineering, if you look at CAT, or if you look at the joint entrance examination for engineering, both of them have, you know, test series, as well as the exact answers are given out soon after the exam is completed. Okay. So this also helps students prepare on whether they will get through to the examination or not. Since earlier ICAI was not doing it, for the past 1.5 years they've started this, and because of this, students are also able to get copies of their answer sheets and actually verify whether they have been marked or not. Because a lot of these students are also unfairly maybe out of the CA system, because it's so close and the number of students applying for to get into these auditing firms is also so high. Even not getting marked for, say, 1 or 2 questions may mean a make or break situation for them.
Okay. Not only in this case that the CA students have been protesting, there have been other situations and other educational systems where, again, there has been a problem with evaluation, say, even in engineering and stuff. What do you think is a good solution for this problem?
I think, you know, as the students' demand, of course, is fair, but I guess from an ICAI point of view, several lakh students apply for the ICAI CA examinations every year. A subjective evaluation also makes it more time-consuming and to bring out the results as well. But a digital evaluation would be a good first step in terms of, you know, getting manual intervention out and getting more technology to remove human biases. And also probably the law could be changed to, say, have genuine cases re-examined if there is say more than, say, 5-6 questions where the student is confident that he or she has given the right answer. There could be a proper re-evaluation instead of just checking if the answer has been marked or not.
Finally, Saraswati, what are the changes that the ICAI has suggested?
There are around 5 points which ICAI has brought out in terms of reforms. First of all, as we mentioned, is the digital evaluation. From all examinations on November 2019 onwards, they will be doing away with the physical handling of answer books, so that there is a difference, or they avoid the variation in marks awarded by examiners. Also, there will be a central evaluation system wherein one examiner will evaluate the answer book under the supervision of the head.
Okay.
And there will also be a new machine processed evaluation system for both intermediate as well as final examination. And there will also be a provision regarding stepwise marks, wherein there will be a standardized format. Now, some, as I mentioned, the few examiners give marks for stepwise problem solving, whereas some don't. So there will be a standard structure for that.
Okay.
And for examiners as well, they will have a mandatory online test, so that any variations in the terms of their marking behavior will also be cut down.
Okay.
So hopefully with these, I think there could be some changes that will come in the way the students are marked.
Okay. So definitely digitalization of the whole evaluation process would really help in this kind of a case. So let's really hope that this comes out, and the whole process of evaluation for chartered accountancy exam would help.
And now a word on a subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app.
With that, we wrap this podcast. If you have any questions or comments that you would like to tell us, please write to us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thanks for listening.